Because nothing is ever made, there's nothing to die. No matter what the point of view is. So if the point of view is one of an individual self, there's no individual self to die because there's never been an individual self made. If the point of view or perception is something else, there's no other point of view or perception to die because there isn't one that's ever been made. So this is a crucial understanding. It's an absolutely crucial understanding. And it's one that cannot be arrived at intellectually. It can only be arrived at through direct experience. And the direct experience is awareness itself. There's no other direct experience. That by which all is known is awareness. So if we use any kind of word to describe the absolute, like the absolute or God or Rigpa or Allah or Jesus or whatever it might be, all those terms require awareness. None of those terms would be without awareness. So awareness is predominant in all perceptions, no matter what they are. It's all that the perception is. And it's never been anything other than that, despite its label. And it's critical within that framework to realize that all perceptions, no matter whether we've attributed positive, negative, or neutral labels to them, that they're all equal. They've never been anything other than equal. And to attempt to find rectitude or goodness in dividing points of view or perceptions into categories of positive, negative, and neutral leads absolutely nowhere. As we can see in ourselves and in humankind in general, the inherent goodness of humankind is in awareness, and that awareness is beyond words and concepts of all kinds. It's completely beyond words and concepts. So it's in the decisive experience rather than in conceptualization and analyzation about awareness that true going beyond all perceptions as being something is evident. And once it becomes evident, then it's up to each of us to maintain a sense of that. And there are really only two ways people do that. One is either that the sense of that maintains itself and there's intensification of that, or there is the decision to rest naturally, to rest as awareness without seeking anything in perceptions, to rest as awareness without describing anything about any perception that comes up. To describe perception and to elaborate on it is to stay lost in non-recognition of awareness. And if recognition of awareness is what's important to you, then maintaining awareness is key. And it really is so totally simple. Very, very simple and immensely powerful. Once there is the removal of a fixed reference point for awareness and dependence on that, then it releases an immense amount of energy. It takes a great deal of energy to keep awareness focused on all these fixed reference points. So this is why resting naturally, resting imperturbably, allowing natural rest, allowing the restful alertness of complete perceptual openness. These all mean the same thing. This is absolutely key. There's no thinking about it that will lead anywhere other than to more fabrications about what is unfabricated. The essence of awareness, the basic space of awareness, is both peaceful and wrathful. So in the same way that the sky is peaceful and that it has infinite space, has no limits, it has no restrictions, it has no extremes within it, it has no center, it has no periphery, it's infinite. And in all those ways, it's peaceful. And it is wrathful in that nothing destroys it. It can't be destroyed by anything. Yet, it destroys everything. Because everything is basic space, the same of the same basic space. Thou art basic space, and to basic space thou shalt return. This is a new twist on an old theme. And our awareness is just like that. Our awareness is peaceful in that it is without extremes of perceptions. It is peaceful in that it is without limit and restriction. It's peaceful in that it has no center or periphery. It's peaceful in that it's infinite in scope. And our awareness, our very own awareness, is wrathful in that it cannot be destroyed and it destroys everything. So what that means to us in terms of our own human life is that the more acquainted we are with awareness, the more we exhibit a peaceful intelligence. We exhibit the peaceful intelligence of wisdom in all our activities. And we are wrathful in that our referent is always the benefit of the whole. So whenever we see that the benefit of the whole is being undermined in some way, we're wrathful in rectifying that. Awareness isn't a passive state of getting into no thinking or no self or emptiness or even bliss or clarity or impartiality or neutrality. All those are points of view. Awareness doesn't depend on any description to be. And we don't depend on any description to be. So any of the descriptions we might come up with to describe ourselves, we don't depend on any of those to be. Genuine being, just as it is inseparable from timeless awareness. Completely inseparable from timeless awareness. The wisdom body. Everything, no matter what it is the mandala of great wisdom. Everything, no matter what it is a symbol of awareness. It's never anything other than that. Again, it's impossible for us to coax ourselves into a philosophical or conceptual or intellectual understanding of that. Intellectual or conceptual understandings, philosophical understandings, point to something, but they don't offer the direct experience of it. So it's in the decisive experience of the natural presence of awareness itself that everything is realized to be a single seamless expanse. Wrathful in this context is decisive action that leads to the benefit of the whole. So this is how wrath is distinct from self-righteousness or arrogance or anger or rage. This is how wrath is distinct. Now, for all of us, including me, just to go against the tide, to go against convention in terms of the use of the mind. That is a wrathful act. Mm-hmm. That is a completely wrathful act. And to, in my own life, to stand up and say, well, this is so easy, and it's been over adorned in a way so that people can't understand it. And it doesn't matter what other teachings are or how they're described or what they teach. I know there's an easy way for people to realize this about themselves. So to go completely against convention in that way, that is also a wrathful act. To say, well, who cares about institutions and moldy archives and dusty tomes of all kinds of practices that lead to nothing but more practice. When there is the decisive experience of awareness that is completely stripped naked, then everything in its view is stripped naked. It doesn't have any interest in convention. It doesn't need convention to prop itself up. So this is a very wrathful act. Or to face things that we have to face, like serious illness or death, and not do it with a conventional mind or understanding, that is a wrathful act. Because believe me, everybody around you is going to be having all kinds of conventional things to say, right? But when you're knowing with your everyday awareness that all of it is only timeless awareness, and you're seeing it all as a single expanse of equalness, all perceptions as equal, whether it's excruciating pain or joy, then that is a wrathful act. This is true wrathfulness. It's the wrathfulness that rises up from the core of truth. It's the essence of truth. So this is what is meant by wrathful. The single non-dual expanse is without division, so there's never been a gap or a split in it anywhere. Nothing has ever been divided out within it or divided out from it. And it can be called non-dual. I prefer to say that it's beyond both dual and non-dual, although sometimes I do use the word non-duality. But again, complete non-duality is only realized in the decisive experience of awareness. It can't be thought into or felt into, or it's only in that experience of awareness that everything is known as it is. And with something that sounds so far outside the scope of conventional ways of thinking, conventional thinking would dictate that we, for something so wonderful, we'd really have to work hard to get it. That's what conventional thinking would dictate. For the epitome experience of what a human being can recognize or realize in themselves, conventional thinking would have it that we would have to work very hard to get that, to be this epitome human being. But what does conventional thinking know, you see? Exactly. The opposite is the case. It's only in natural rest, complete natural rest, that the ease of being is realized. It cannot be realized in any other way. And it is never realized outside perceptions or points of view, whether they're non-conceptual or conceptual. So there is no timeless awareness that is separate or apart from any perception or point of view. Timeless awareness is never separate from a perception or a point of view, even if it's a perception or a point of view of timeless awareness. This is a key understanding. And it's completely laid back, so it's perfect for this town we're having this meeting today. It requires nothing. Nothing need be done. It's so easy. It's just completely easy. Much easier than anything else we've learned to do, like tie our shoes or get up in the morning or walk. Much easier than that. What requires a great deal of effort is all these fixed reference points and keeping them in place in terms of their relationship to each other. That's a lot of work.